3 Wide NASCAR Podcast back with y'all once again live from the MHK Manhattan, Kansas, back on the airwaves, Eddie Gritter III, a.k.a. EG34, the 3 Wide Podcast, all about the latest and what's going on in NASCAR, Gainer Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions of all motorsports. And folks, ladies and gentlemen, y'all better brace yourself here tonight on this edition of the podcast. And you probably know by now what has happened. Oh yeah, we're going to dive straight on in, talk about that, and plus local news, what's going on around here in Manhattan as well. And I got a bone to pick on that as well, and a feel-good story from the week. Of course, before we get on into this big-time show, the 3 Wide Podcast, you can find it wherever you get your podcast, whether it's from Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, you know what it is, SoundCloud, we're on that as well, Stitcher, and a couple of more. And of course, you can follow me at EG3_BassEddie on Twitter. That is, again, folks, at EG3_FastEddie, the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast. And on virtual, joining me virtually, and he broke the news to me on Monday about this stunning, I was shocked when I heard about this. Big D joined me virtually on Zoom, and as usual, I will not let him speak. I'm definitely not going to let him speak right now, obviously, but he is the producer of this podcast. He's joining me here as we are doing the whole social distancing thing still. And speaking of which, there, our governor here in the state of Kansas, Laura Kelly, as of Wednesday, as we're recording this podcast tonight, Wednesday, April 15th, 2020, extending the stay-at-home orders through May 3rd. So still there's a chance that, you know, obviously NASCAR wants to get things back going in. I certainly want to get things back going after all this mess. They want to shoot for the Coca-Cola 600 next month. And of course, Kansas is right behind that the following week after that. I mean, I wanted to talk about the schedule tonight, but that keeps getting pushed back because of some silliness and then some stupidness from Monday. And I was not happy. And I could say a whole bunch of things. I'm gonna try to keep it as clean as possible, but I know I'm just gonna let loose, if you know what I will here. But yeah, you know, iRacing, you know, all, you know, and oh by the way, hope you guys had a fantastic Easter weekend. Wherever you listen to this podcast, wherever you are at, stay safe out there. Continue to do what is necessary to keep yours and your family safe at this time still. So at least when the stay-at-home orders is concerned, you know, it was supposed to be up by the end of the month, and it's just got extended another week. So, I mean, we'll have to see what happens, but that's at least positive news on that end. But this right here, buzz, I'm about to tell you guys, Ain't positive. This is some real stuff here. I'm about to preach here for a little bit, if you even know what I mean. And I've had some time to settle down a little bit. I'm still not over it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not over this by a long shot. I mean, let's just face it. And ironically, Big D, folks, ironically, I'm recording this on, of course, baseball is still in hiatus right now, along with all the rest of the sports. What's going on? Jackie Robinson broke the barrier in that sport there for African Americans to enter into that sport. And I was heavily involved with baseball and football throughout my life. And then track was added to my resume in my junior year of high school, and then it just carried on over through my senior year as well. But hey, before I get on Kyle Larson here, let me tell you this right off the gun. You know, the word that everybody's obviously talking about, the N-word, obviously, you know, I have been around that for the last, well, not for last, not in recent memory, but I have to go back to probably latter high school years when that word was used in the locker room. Yes, I've been around that word. I was not raised to say that word, and, you know, I did not say it then, but obviously when I made my own decisions, you know, going up to college, community college, in Great Bend, Kansas here, great track team, obviously a lot of talent on that track team in 09 through my time there, throughout my time there, we were very talented, huge class, we're talented top to bottom. I mean, that word, I mean, I didn't understand it, I still didn't understand it at that moment in time until maybe toward the latter end of my stay there in Great Bend, Kansas. You know, it's part of the African American culture. I mean, get the brothers say it loosely. I mean, what else to say? I raised my hand when I was there. I've said it a few times here and there, but not overall. I try to respect everybody. Even my brothers, obviously, top of the list. Even, you know, now as I'm older, adopting as of this Saturday, when this podcast comes out on Sunday, she's going to be 2-month-old. You know, I've honestly not said that word. You know, I'm trying to be the best husband, the best father that I can be each and every day. Yes, I've made my share of mistakes. You know, let's just get that out there right now. I've made my share of mistakes. Some of them have cost, you know, some good friendships. You know, I've done some stupid stuff. You know, while I was young, I was very obviously, you know, you live and you learn, right? You know, you can apply this situation here to Kyle Larson, but on a magnitude of scale, this, yeah, I could not believe this. I had to do a double take when I sat down, finally sat down at home. We're here in EG3 residence, obviously, for the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. When I heard this, I had to go back, guys, to hear it again. And I was like, did he say what? I gotta go back and listen to this again. Seriously? Any word other than that word? Really? You could have chosen different language and you decide to use that and use that word like he have said that back in the day. I still can't gather the right words to say about the situation. But again, I'm gonna speak my mind. What the hell was Kyle Larson thinking? You're sitting in a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, Big D. Virtually, we're not in the same building. We're not in the same home, obviously. Doing the whole Zoom thing, the popular Zoom thing here during this COVID-19 pandemic. But Kyle Larson, what in the hell were you thinking saying that? And not only he said it, he said the whole damn thing. He sounded that out like a fourth grader. Really? Out of all the words you chose that word. And This is supposed to be one of your young, bright future stars in NASCAR. And these guys are fooling around on the iRacing series. And let me back up bit further. This was set up by Landon. This race on Easter night was set up by Landon Castle and another person that I lost count, but I know Landon Castle, top of my head, set this thing up. They wanted to put the race together thereafter. Virtually, there was no racing going on, iRace going on, because of Easter. So they wanted to go back by the schedule. No race, but Landon Castle said, let's get some of these guys together and let's do some iRacing on Easter Sunday. So for those of you who've been living under a rock, here's what the situation is. I'm not going to say the word, not on my podcast. If you checked out the video, you by now, you know what went down. Kyle Larson apparently thought he was on a private channel, whatnot, struggling to find his spotter or whatever he was talking to there. And then stupidity said the word. I mean, there are just no cutting corners around this kind of mess. I mean, last week on this podcast, obviously, the unfortunate issue, you know, Bubba Wallace and all that, you know, Boo Emu fired Bubba Wallace on Twitter because of, apparently, he rage quit, quote unquote, rage quit. I still don't understand why I call it rage quit. Why just call it quit? Just take the rage out of that. But Boo Emu fired him, all that mess, and then you had Clint Boyer started that mess, and then Kyle Larson, he and Daniel Suarez got into it during that iRacing race. Suarez getting the boot for the second week in a row, and then you flipped the script to Easter weekend, where Larson, in the middle of the discussion again, this time, look, Kyle Larson, bud, you're in a hot seat, son. There's no excuses. There's just absolutely no freaking excuses why that word come out your mouth. There's just no reason. And yeah, he did. Yeah, you know, I've heard all the apology. And I wasn't going to listen to the apology, folks. Let me be clear. I was not going to listen to that apology. And when I first, Big D, when you told me this, at lunchtime, of all things, I was about to enjoy my lunch, I ate my lunch, but I was absolutely pissed off when you told me about what Kyle Larson said during a private chat. This was a public chat, and of course, Anthony Alfredo, Connor Daly. This feed came off of Connor Daly's feed. So, oh my god, this is just a flat out absolute mess. Absolute throw up mess, if you will. What, and you know, he apologized, and then all, and then, you know, everyone hopping on their YouTube channels talking about it, everything about that, and then, you know, just these same guys turn around the next day and say, oh, I believe in second chances. Yeah, I understand the second chances. I get it. And I just feel that these guys are already turning the page about this incident. There is nothing to turn the page to that quickly about. This is more of a major issue. You know, NASCAR obviously has been trying to steer itself away from this issue, which they have done, in my view, a great job of, being an African-American guy, man, who loves his sport and has gone to quite a few NASCAR races and being welcomed by, obviously, the main, you know, Caucasian community. I shouldn't say that. You know, obviously, you know, being welcomed with open arms every time I go to the racetrack. And I'm not the only minority there, obviously. There's other African-American families, I run into Hispanics, Asian people, Chinese, you name it, you know, you walk into these guys, people, and they got their race shirt on, whereas Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott's of the world, and so forth, Jimmy Johnson, jacket, you know, looking good, the flags, flying high in the air, in the Windy, in the Kansas Speedway, you know what I'm talking about, Big D knows what I'm talking about. I've been well welcomed in a sport. And you guys are hearing a much more different perspective coming from a black guy like myself who attends NASCAR races and is a part of, a small part of NASCAR media. Okay? When I first heard this, when I read all the Twitter was booming and everything else like that, I wanted to take one of my boxing gloves and knock the shit out of Kyle Larson. Knock the shit out of him. Go to North Carolina, fly there, and knock the shit out of him. This is uncalled for. And to even think of saying that word, the way he said that made me even think that he's been saying this word. One, two, and he didn't get caught for it. Well, he got caught for it. And he's paying a big time price for it. The repercussions of this have been domino effect. Absolutely domino effect. And that for a Caucasian man, a high profile driver like Larson, who's supposed to be focusing on winning races and being competitive in the sport, well, he has apparently has other things to do besides doing that. Calling people by the word and all this other stuff. And, you know, he's come up short in the Cup Series. You know, Jeff Gordon, Tony Stewart had got high price and whatnot. Well, you could throw that, you take that and shove it. You know, this is not, you know, Stephen A. Smith, Jay Williams, Jason Whitlock, these guys, you know, they're heavily invested in football, basketball, and maybe a little bit of baseball, but mainly you hear ESPN, FS1, these guys talk about football or basketball, or mainly these days, LeBron James, Anthony Davis. You know where I'm going down this lane here. And when you hear that word come out of somebody else's mouth that is not African American, you got real problems. And Kyle Larson, you have a problem. This is a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 Eddie Greer III preaching here tonight in Manhattan, Kansas on this cool Wednesday. And this week has been feeling like going back to January. It needs to quit that. But hopefully after the end of this week, we can get back to spring-like weather and such like that. But okay, let's get the train back on the railroad tracks for a minute. I mean, what was this dude thinking? You have the world at your fingertips right now. This dude obviously walking a park would have got that 48 ride. He was linked to the 48 ride. Not just this year, not just the last 4 months. Last year, maybe the year before that, obviously. We talked about it on this show previously. Before this stupid incident, or where in the right frame of mind were you even thinking? Hell no. You weren't thinking about that, and it just, you know, this had back to the domino effects. Obviously, you know, yesterday. You know, it started with, you know, I was not paying attention to Twitter Sunday night. So I was out of the loop. I was not on Twitter Sunday night. So I did not know about this. I did not know anything about Kyle Larson said until Monday afternoon. And I got a notification about it around 11 o'clock before I was heading out to Junction City, Kansas, and I looked at my phone and I said, Kyle Larson was in the news. Okay, but then I had to do another double take. So I talked about double take, read an article earlier. I had to double check the phone prior to that. What? He said a racial slur. Oh no. Let me hop on Twitter for a minute, see what up. And then I scroll down, and then all I see on my feed. N-word. He said the N-word. He said the N-word. Kyle just say that? Oh, he did. This coming from a guy that came from the Drive for Diversity program that I have been talking to, been involved with, really have been involved with for the last year and a half and change. Having girls and guys, young girls, young guys on this podcast, for instance, Nick Sanchez last week on his podcast. Yeah, he sounded pissed off that he wasn't racing, but he very thankful for his time though. he's upset he wasn't racing. But he was working on his craft, getting right, and here we're going to get the same guys and gals again on here. So this is the start of another interview, rounds of interviews with these guys, and working on one more project outside of this year's class of the Driver Diversity Program. The dude's half Japanese. The dude's half Japanese. And everybody counted him to be the next big thing and whatnot. The dude's only won 6 races. He ain't gonna be racing the rest of this year, I tell you that. And by enough to say that he shouldn't race next year either. Because, the shenanigans, iRacing, it was on top of the world. Homestead, thanks to Denny Hamlin and Dale Jr., the veterans of iRacing. And then you get crap like Bristol, which was an absolute shit show. And then you turn around with no race going on. Lennon Castle decides, hey, I want to get a race going with these guys. Let's do a race in primetime real quick, which was apparently broadcasted on a NASCAR channel, which I didn't pay attention to. And then you have this mess, this dude, Kyle Larson, going saying things he should not be saying. He should absolutely not be saying that stuff. Absolutely 100% disgusted. I'm still pissed off. There is absolutely no damn reason why that word should come out your damn mouth. Absolutely none. And yeah, the ripple effects that you deserve. Take that away. And I do not understand why. Everybody knows he's a talented dirt racer. I know that. Everybody knows that. This is like half, and people are not going to understand this terminology, but I'm going to use it anyways. This is like half lemonade. Trying to think of the best way to put it. I don't know, but sponsors in the Cup Series dropped Kyle Larson's ass. Chevrolet, done. Credit One Bank, done. McDonald's, done. First Data, Clover, done. Done with his sorry ass. And then, you flip the coin, dirt racing, iRacing, done with Kyle Larson. And then you turn around and this made me even madder than a hornet's nest. It's like, you're basically telling me that you support his actions. World of Outlaws, one of dirt racing sponsors, Finley Farms or something like that, also staying on board with him during the dirt race. That's doing it half justice, half-assing it, if you will. You should take it all away, and it is. we need Kyle Larson all this other stuff for dirt racing needs Kyle Larson. Right now, Kyle Larson needs to think about what he did, not only to NASCAR, and obviously his apology was in there. He apologized to the African American community. What makes the the African American community okay? So he apologized. He made a general apology to the African American community. Was a part of his apology statement on Monday, which I didn't really want to listen to, but I listened to it anyways because I was on a YouTube channel, or a couple of YouTube channels that I follow on a weekly basis, and I had to listen to it. Somebody who's not obviously who does not follow NASCAR, who is a minority, what they're going to think about this? They're going to be pissed off, and they should be. I mean, there's just no excuses. There's just no excuses. And the main question for me, I want to know why he said that. Apologies, second chances. Yeah, you know, apology. Anybody can do apologize for that. Actions speak louder than words. And yeah, and then he was suspended indefinitely first on Monday for the actions, and then Tuesday fired him. Chip Ganassi fired Kyle Larson's ass from the 42, which that leaves that open for a huge debate. Obviously, all the talk is landing on towards Ross Chastain. We all know that by now. I'm not going to touch that, obviously, because everybody's been talking about that. And that's going to be another discussion for another podcast. This is the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. A fired up, pissed off EG3 here tonight. And still, I mean, I just feel like people are just trying to get over this thing. I mean, like I said at the top of the podcast, we need racing back. Because, obviously, these other guys have nothing else better to do but fool around and make stupid-ass comments to piss other people off. And that just, it did not sit well. It did not sit well. If I would have did record the podcast then, oh, I would have been a fly off the wall. And I kind of still am. Till this current amount of time. There's just nothing. You just can't say that. And there are a lot of people out there. Obviously, they're both sides. And I'm not going to dive into all that other stuff. It just makes me even that much madder than the situation already is. Kyle Larson, he has. And one thing that he has. Yeah, this dude has a family. Larson, you have a family to take care of. What are you doing? Obviously, he wasn't thinking because he wanted to play around and say that word. I mean, there's 1,000 words in a damn dictionary, and you chose that one. You deserve what you get. You deserve what you get. And I like the fact that, you know, already people are jumping on, you know, Tony Stewart, you know, let's go grab him, you know. Also, I don't know. I don't really know right now. I still don't know. I still don't have a clear path on what I want. I mean, maybe down the road somewhere, if Larson straightens himself up. But right in this matter of time, you basically pissed off an African American community, and this is a step. And like I tweeted over the weekend, I believe it was Monday, I tweeted out, this is a gigantic, gigantic step back for NASCAR. And then to do a little bit of research and to learn what Wendell Scott and Willie T. Ribbs went through back in the day, back in the 60s, 70s, especially Wendell Scott. Supposedly, he won a race and got taken away from him. Because of what the situation was back then. I just shake my head. And then Willie T. Ribbs not getting help after being in an accident. Those things piss you off. Especially if you're a black African American like me. And obviously, you know, now, In a state of mind that you see other, quite a few more black men on the pits, athletes out on there doing their thing on pit road. Bubba Wallace trying to do his best he can on the 43. And everything else, you know, you have guys like myself, Darren Gilliam, the Black Mamba, just to name a few in the NASCAR, me trying to do their thing. to represent. I don't know what the other dude's name is that I've hopped that I follow on the YouTube channel. He's trying to do do a little something, something. You know, it's bad. It's very bad. And this comes where nobody else, no other sport is playing other than NBA trying to do the whole horse thing in a 2K event. The 2K was actually pretty interesting to watch. And then, of course, they have their horse competition going on right now. Other than that, there's nothing going on. And then this pops up. Oh, and everybody's having a field day with this. Pat McAfee, Stephen A., Jay Williams, Jay Williams, like me, he wanted to deck his ass too. I mean, this is just not, it's not good. It's not a good look whatsoever. And for as far as I'm concerned, whatever happens the rest of the way, this iRacing stuff and, you know, the possibility of racing coming back up, which I want desperately, you know, whatever happens, you know, that's going to be overshadowed by this. Kyle Larson should not have said it. You have a family to take care of. But obviously, he probably wasn't even thinking about that. Thinking about something else other than, besides, well, he wanted to say the word. And he, from the way it sounded, he was very comfortable saying that word. And, you know, he wasn't caught with it. But this time, caught red-handed with it. And Kyle Larson fired from the 42 of Chip Ganassi Racing. He deserves what he gets. And then obviously NASCAR wants him to do the whole, you know, take sensitivity classes and whatnot. You know, you got to do more than that. Apologies to sitting in an 8-hour class, staring at your phone. That's what the generation is now. You have to do more than that. And Jason Whitlock's second half of his comments to FS1, he put it perfectly. He's going to have to be involved with the African community of some sort. Because, guys like me and quite a few others out there who attend NASCAR races, you know, they hear that and they're going to be like me. They're going to be very pissed off, upset. And there's a lot of work to do for NASCAR. There's just no room for it whatsoever. You know, a word that should not be said, especially from a different color. I mean, yeah, you know, African American, you know, I said it earlier, you know, they I'm gonna put myself in it, but we, even though I don't say that anymore, we rarely, you know, the brothers use it loosely, whatnot, the joke around, jive around guys and all that. I've seen it, I've heard it. I've been there. Trust me. I have been there. And obviously, you know, but if somebody else says it and you're not black, yeah, you got a problem. In this case here, Kyle Larson, in no means necessary, should not have said this word, and I don't know. He needs to get that word out of that vocabulary and throw it in a garbage can and not use that ever again. And for whatever reason, another podcast I was listening to, he's saying that he might say it again. No, 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 no. Hell no. Hell no. He shouldn't be saying that word at all. Especially you're trying to be a role model, not only to Owen, don't have the name of the other child, the daughter. I don't have that name right now. Caitlin, daughter, Owen, you're trying to be a role model. And unfortunately, this thing's going to be on YouTube forever. And you're on there for the wrong reasons. And not only that, you're supposed to be a rising superstar trying to win for championships, win races and all that other stuff. And yeah, we know his history. And we're going to take an intermission break here in a second here. I know we're going a little bit long here, but I'm fired up here tonight on the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III. But guys, they're just, there's no excuses and no defending that. And yeah, the popular comments that, oh, that word's used in rap songs and whatnot, and you're hurting his freedom of speech, whatnot. What freedom of speech? That word should not have come out of his mouth. Yeah, other words that you would have wanted to call your friend or whoever you were trying to get, whether it was your spotter, crew chief, Alfredo, Connor Daly, or whoever it was he was trying to speak, you know, you have other words, not that one. You're not black. You're not African American. Stop it. It stops now. Stop it. You cannot say that word. Not him, not Kyle Busch, not Martin Truex Jr., anybody. You cannot say that word, and not even Bubba Wall. You cannot say that. I can't say that word. Nobody should say that word, period. That's just where that's the land of the law right there. And to say that, huge step back. NASCAR got some work to do. That's unacceptable. Unacceptable whatsoever. And this is coming out of a dude that won a Chili Bowl. That was on the highest of highs. Highest of highs. In January. When finally breaking through the Chili Bowl. Beating Christopher Bell. He was on top of the world. The dude said, winning the Chili Bowl was bigger than the Daytona 500. That came out of Kyle Larson's mouth. And a lot of people got after him about that. Whether you like that or not, that's your opinion. But here, in this instance, a line was crossed here. You not say that word. A few months later, the Chili Bowl champion turned out to be kicked out of this Chip Ganassi 42 ride. And he's going to... Yeah, it's a long road for Kyle Larson. There's just no race around it at all. You can't have that type of behavior, and you just can't. And yeah, I'm just not over the fact that he said that word. Should not have said that. And basically, you kiss your career goodbye. I mean, yeah, you might come back. That's a possibility. Hey, I don't know. That's what everybody's talking about these days. That's a possibility, but I don't know. A lot of sponsors dropped on the curb, Chevrolet, and this and that. But, I mean, we got to go to a quick break. But overall, Kyle Larson, you in hot water, son. And that's all I have to say. That's all I have to say about it. Because I want to talk about a couple other topics to close the podcast out here tonight. So, for those of you who don't know by now, Kyle Larson saying the word I should not have said whatsoever. I don't know what he was thinking that word about using that word ever. What was I doing? There we go. Sorry, Big D. They're a little fired up, but we got it. But overall, the events on Easter Sunday... Of all things, Kyle Larson made a big time mistake, and a result of that, boots him out of that 42 ride. And well, he's gonna have to enter into that instance of class or whatnot. So, huge story coming out of here of NASCAR, stunning development. I'm pissed off, upset, disappointed. You can name it, and. You know, hey, he's going to have to deal with it. My favorite words, my three favorite words. He's going to have to deal with his consequences for what actions, for what he did. And I'm sorry, he's going to have to show more than that. I feel like everybody else in the media is kind of moving on from this too quickly. And, you know, I just don't think it's fair, to be totally honest with you. I mean... Apologize. Everybody can apologize. Make a right an apology. Yeah, the dude was crying his eyes out. Yeah, I saw that. But he's gonna have to do more than just apologize for a 45-second apology. He's going to have to do a lot more than that. 3Y NASCAR Podcast, coming back on the other side. K-State news of basketball. Oh, this. I'm going to have a few with this. A little bit with this as well. Donovan Williams saga came to a close there. And I'm going to close out the podcast with some good news there from actually today, with this podcast episode coming out on Sunday night. 3Y Podcast comes back after this break.
This is a quick pit stop. The 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3 will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
The 3Y NASCAR Podcast is back with EG3. That is me talking to you guys, Eddie Greer III from the MHK Manhattan, Kansas, Gannon Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster. Oh, I said it. Dang it. The NASCAR Cup Series, the three business divisions, all the motorsports. And a little bit long there, but had to get my thoughts out there, obviously. You know, wanted to save most of my thoughts for this podcast instead of Twittering them out there, because it needs to be heard from the African-American side of things. That is me, EG3. We were on this podcast, of course. Haven't known by now. Kyle Larson's actions Sunday night, Easter night, of all things, booted out of NASCAR for the time being and fired from Chip Ganassi Racing. The 42 ride is open for business. Who will take that ride? Of course, I said it in the first part of the, well, over the first part of the podcast. That's going to be more to talk about, obviously. All arrows point to Ross Chastain, who currently, during his hiatus, is with Ryan, subbing for Ryan Newman. So that situation, we're at the watch that closely as well. But another situation, Big D, oh, by the way, who is virtually joining me via Zoom, Donovan Williams flipped from K-State to Oklahoma State. And shame on the local radio stations, K-Man and KSO, the K-State show, K-State Online show. Really? You guys know better. And there was an apoc, and I caught another apology from the sports director here in town, John Kurtz, apologizing. Apparently, well, scratch apparently. He did say, my guy, Donovan Williams, number two, my guy, when he's not even committed. Really? Seriously? You know better than to do that. You guys spoke way too soon, and we already have a good recruiting class coming in next year. But this would have been a huge bonus to get, I guess, the state, Nebraska State Player of the Year, who scored 45 points a game, Donovan Williams. Didn't even want to attend Nebraska, so he had that. He had K-State in his final two. And originally, I guess apparently, Big D, and you know the story more than I do, he committed to K-State, and then changed his mind. And then the dude had the nerves to say, well, really, I don't want to go back on my word. K-State ain't going to be all right. They're going to get paid millions of dollars. Get the hell out of here. with that. Immature 18-year-old, you need to freaking make up your mind about what you're trying to do. I mean, just shut your mouth, learn how to be more decisive in your decisions going forward, and good luck at Oklahoma State. You're going to need it. It's just mind-boggling. You don't need to say much more. I mean, that should have been handled. The whole situation. And he talked to Kellis, apparently. Kellis Robinette, one of the reporters here in town, who works for two newspapers, the Wichita Eagle and the KC Star. I don't know how you do that. But, anyways, I mean, that made me mad. That pissed me off as well. That pissed me off. I mean, you can't say stuff like that. And you can't just say that should have been handled better by him. I mean, you committed too fast. Okay, talk it over with your mom and pops about it. Apparently, he didn't talk to them first. I just made this lightning ass decision. And then turns around, and then, yes, we see this is not new to me. If you guys want to know, this is not new to me. This has been going on for quite some time, even in football, especially in college football. You see this going on. But in this case here, you know, and the K-State guys came in here in town, these guys got cocky. Well, mainly probably, I probably put Mitch and John in that category. They got cocky, especially John. Oh, we're going to get dominant. He made it sound like we're going to get dominant Venom Williams. Huge mistake there. And then, next thing you know, Donovan Williams flips. And I had a small feeling. I had that 10% feeling he was going to do that. And he did that. Made everybody look stupid. Just made everybody look stupid. On top of that, it's just a bad look for K-Man. I'm sorry. I mean, K-Man, KSO, you just can't. That's just, oh, baby. I had a field day with that one. No question. I had a field day with that one. That's just no excuse for that. You just can't predict stuff like that. You just can't do that. You know better. KSO, they know better as well. To be saying that, Matt Hall. K-State Online, you just cannot go out there and say that. Go ahead to your peers and say, oh, this guy's card committed. We got him. That's what it came from my vantage point. And I'm a little disappointed in that as well. This whole thing should have been handled better than what it was. But yeah, K-State has one of the top 25 recruiting classes for basketball next year. Donovan Williams would have been the icing the cake. It's not. We got another guy came coming in. And this is not even including that Utah guy transferred Big D as well. So this is good. This is a whole mess. But not as a mess as the Kyle Larson mess. That's for sure though. But they need to clean that up. K-Man. That's just you can't do that. You just can't go out there and say that when a guy hasn't even committed to the damn school. So big blunder on that end there. Donovan Williams, instead of going to the Atlanta Purple, going to the Oklahoma State Cowboys there, where they finished on a hot streak to close out, even with, you know, the shortened postseason there for them. So, you know, that's a big get for Mike Boynton and those guys down there. So, that's just not what I wanted to hear, really, but, you know, how to get that off my chest. That's what a 3-Y NASCAR podcast on its final laps here tonight on this edition of 3-Y NASCAR podcast. Eddie Greer III here on a powerful episode here today on this podcast. Okay, so skipping that here, quick, I'm gonna close out the podcast here real quick here in a few minutes with brighter news to rest our laurels on here. But yeah, so football coming close, getting ready for the draft next weekend. I am pumped for that. So I mean, yes, it's virtual, but what else are you gonna do? But yeah, man, I mean, yes, Atlanta, there has been rumblings going around that it could be moving up. Snag one of the potential guys. So in the chatter is picking up as I speak here on this Wednesday, April 14th. No, excuse me. April 15th, 2020. Excuse me for getting the date wrong. But yeah, it's about that time here in Manhattan, Kansas on this chilly night here as... Yeah, so the NFL draft, that's going to happen next weekend. Really anxious for that. And we need to be thinking about those that have been affected by, oh, it's that time again. Yes, unfortunately, here in Kansas, Midwest, Tornado Alley, we need to be thinking about the ones that have been affected. Now, obviously, it's been a powerful podcast here tonight, but I want to end in it by this, saying this, okay? Two things. First, obviously, the ones that have been affected by these tornadoes down south, these horrible conditions. Obviously, the COVID virus is still going around. We need to be thinking about that as well. Just, you know, friends, family down there, you know, keep them in their thoughts the rest of the week as they're going through that situation. The COVID virus still lingering around, all this other stuff, but, you know... All the attention is the passing ways, but there's been a lot of recoveries in this as well. So definitely, you know, amidst of all this this stuff that's going on this week, this the game changer, especially the Kyle Larson mess, is a huge game changer. You know, we need to be thinking about what's been going on, you know, in this current state of mind right now in the United States. So I just wanted to bring that up for you guys here this evening and to close things out here tonight on this podcast. You know, this dude, we follow each other on Facebook, and this dude, man, he amazes me. Michael Palmer, you're going to get a shout out on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. He was on a little lunchtime deal there that NBC has been doing. Mike Tirico was hosting it. Jimmy Johnson surprised Michael Palmer, who works in the emergency ER. He's an ER nurse there, and he's been put in work. Dude's been grinding, you know. I'm not a nurse, and damn, I'm not a doctor, I'm a nurse, but damn, I give mad props to all the men and women who are dealing with this right now, this pandemic right now, and doing it the best job they can every day to be a difference in this world. And I just wanted to bring that up. Shout out to Michael Palmer. You know, his favorite driver is Jimmy Johnson. Of course, his son's favorite driver is Kyle Busch, number one, I believe, and Kevin Harvick, apparently, number two there. But he got rewarded and much deserved because this dude, yeah, I mean, he's very open and honest on Twitter. He's one of the few. He's one of the few that's honest. I have a few friends that are honest, too, but... this guy's top of the list, for sure. Mike Palmer. And he was on lap traffic the other week. I had listened to that. And from... I don't know the guy very well, obviously. We follow each other on Twitter. But, you know, dude, I mean... dude's making a difference out here. And I want to give a shout-out to a couple of nurses here locally in town that are actually my closest friends and are part of the same... we were part of the same, well, really, one of them has been with me pretty much throughout my tenure in the Midwest. The other, I've gotten to know a lot better as time has progressed here. Jessica and Natasha, I'm going to do it on a first name basis. Shout outs to them for what they have been putting up with. I believe another person on there as well that I've, you know, got to know a little bit more as well. Carrie, also doing her thing, as well some doctors as well. So I just wanted to do shout outs here tonight as well to do something positive here despite of this mess, you know, that you know was just thrown out on us on Monday. Or I didn't find out till Monday afternoon about the Larson mess, what it is. He has a lot to clean up, that's for sure. But on the flip side of the coin, these ER nurses, doctors, nurses, what types of nurses, they have all these titles and whatnot. It doesn't matter. They are making a big difference right now in this country, and you should tip the cap to if your friend or loved one, whatever, is a doctor or nurse or ER or whatever, tip your cap, hug them, kiss them, do what you do, what you gotta do, and yeah, show them a little bit of love. So that's awesome right there as we continue to meet this thing head on. And just, again, like I said, one day at a time. Take it. I know it's a cliche that I've used on this podcast numerous times, but hey, be better. Get better each day. Chris Klieman said it in his recent interview. We have to be better. Each and every one of us, be better at what we do, whether it's working on our job, being NBA, NASCAR driver, whatever. Be better at what you do, and the rest takes care of itself. So that's what I wanted to do here tonight. Give some shout outs to the ERs, the doctors and nurses of the world. So, and yeah, so there's that as well. 3Y NASCAR podcast is about to head to the garage. And yes, before I forget, there is more iRacing going on this weekend, including Sunday when this podcast comes out after the iRacing Pro Series Invitational Series continues at Richmond. I do not have a time in front of me at the moment, but if you weren't interested in that, definitely check that out. And of course, after that, prime time, Sunday night, look out for this episode of 3Y NASCAR Podcast. And you know my opinion now. It is out there. Well, obviously, it's going to be out there, but you know my stance on it. I've taken a strong stance here tonight, and this has been a powerful podcast here tonight. And yeah, so that's all I have to say with that. And we'll definitely monitor the Kyle Larson situation. That is for sure, because he's opened a whole lot of can worms in NASCAR. It's up to you. And lastly, well, Tony Stewart, your move. 3Y NASCAR podcast. You can follow me at EG3_FastEddie. Again, Eddie Greer III on Twitter at EG3_FastEddie. And again, the 3Y NASCAR podcast. Find it wherever you download your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, and more as well. And feel free to leave us a 5-star rating. And this, more importantly though, like I've been telling you guys last few weeks, tell a friend about the 3Y NASCAR podcast. Please tell your friends. Tell your friends about this podcast and tell them about this episode. Get it out there, that's for sure. I'm very proud of getting better and what I've done with this podcast. That is for sure. With that, folks, Big D, appreciate you for hopping on the old Zoom tonight, folks. Let's close this thing like we know how. Ladies and gentlemen, it's another wrap for another edition of the 3Y Podcast with EG3. Thank you for tuning in, downloading this podcast, wherever you're listening to this podcast, whether it's here in Manhattan or elsewhere. Appreciate your time and more iRacing coming up. It's been pretty much 5 weeks since we saw live action, and the last time racing happened was at Phoenix. We need to get racing back going instead of fooling around with this iRacing crap. Eddie Greer III signing out for the 3Y Podcast. We out.
subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3 wide. 3 wide.